Part 2. Tentacles unfurled, curled, suctioning out the snail from its shell. Through the narrow hold of hell I built a kingdom. Wide and ruthless, I cut the heads off the keepers of faith, increased my stature as I did my gluttony, sensual overload. There was a tree in the courtyard, old and by its own. Every day I would chip pieces off its bark, because I could, because I knew it hurt and I wanted to murder it slowly, this old beauty that held its ground longer than me. I wanted its stillness, if not to own, then to conquer. I obsessed over its carved-up flesh, kept its pieces in a box by my bed, one day planning to collect the whole of its body in many boxes, building a shelf for that alone. But that day never came, for I found death by the swift hand of my lover, after lovemaking, after laughter, almost sleeping, showing him the tree pieces while gloating at my cruelty. He sucked in my dark wind and gathered an axe from its exhale. He watched me fade. I faded, spilled out over the bedding and the handcrafted floor. He cried openly, pressing his lips against my skin. He sang to me, laid the bark pieces tenderly across my chest. And there I was buried, there in dying I awoke, for the first time in that lifetime, trembling with peace, I began a journey somewhere home.